It's Wednesday afternoon, and it's time for Money Trends, SOT Money Trends on WWL with Metairie Bank. You know, this is where you can actually learn something from our show, which is not something that always happens. John LeBlanc is the Metairie Bank CEO. He joins us on the show. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Scoot.
John, I've been hearing a lot about this. Borrowers, especially young borrowers, are struggling with credit card debt. And this could be a very bad sign for the economy overall. And I think sometimes we forget that individuals do a lot to drive the economy in one direction or another. And, you know, accumulated debt is a factor in the whole economic spectrum in America. Why is this becoming a problem?
A great question, Scoot. I think the first part of that is, you know, in order for our economy to grow and prosper, we need the consumer to do well and to be out there spending money. What we've seen in the last couple of quarters from the data out of the Federal Reserve is that the consumer's still spending. However, they're having trouble making their payments. Consumer debt delinquency rates are starting to rise. And so that's sort of giving the economists over at the Federal Reserve and others, you know, with the big money center banks, some concern that maybe we're heading into a difficult time. If we get to the point where the consumer needs to continue to use their credit card to just pay their basic necessities, and with credit card rates in the neighborhood of 18% to 21%, things are going to get really tough. And the kind of contradiction here, which is unusual, is that generally the economy is doing pretty well. Unemployment is really low. There's demand for labor across every industry. So we've got some conflicting data, but consumer delinquencies are really kind of putting a red flag up there that we might be headed for a difficult time down the road.
So explain what that means. Explain how the mounting consumer delinquencies has an impact on the economy.
Well, sure. I think first and foremost, they're an indicator that, you know, the consumer is unable to afford whatever their level of lifestyle, and, you know, they're struggling to, whether it's maybe buy groceries or pay the rent or clothe themselves, you know, just some of the very basic necessities. And if they're having to use consumer debt or credit card debt in order to pay for those things at the rate levels we're at, again, which are 18% to 21%, and all they can do is pay that monthly amount, or maybe they're struggling to pay that, they're not going to be able to continue to spend, which will lead to a slowdown in the economy. They will get to a point where they've maxed out that credit card and they can't get any more money. So then the next thing is, what do I do without? There's some data out there from some of the, you know, the large retailers, the Walmarts and the Targets, where they're looking at their data and they're starting to see where, you know, consumer spending patterns are starting to change, where you used to have a good mix of, you know, general household goods and maybe a TV or maybe some other maybe luxury type of appliances. But consumer spending is now more focused on just the day-to-day necessities. So, you know, that's some important data to continue to monitor as we move forward. Nice. We don't want the consumer to be struggling. That's going to be a red flag for the economy.
So, John, it seems like people are going into more credit card debt because of necessities, because of inflation, and it's not just a case of them deciding to splurge.
No, definitely. I don't think it's lavish spending. I think, you know, the data that's coming out from, again, these large box retailers shows just the opposite. People aren't spending on luxury items. They're really just spending more on the day-to-day essentials. And it's taking up a bigger share of the consumer's wallet. And again, with rates at 18 to 20%, it's at some point we're going to hit a wall, and then we're going to have an issue. Hopefully not a recession, but this is one of those kind of early indicators that, hey, maybe there's some issues in the economy.
And isn't this a reminder that as individuals collectively, we have a lot to do with the economy and whether the economy is up or down? And it's not just something that emanates from the White House.
No, I couldn't agree with that more. We certainly have to manage our spending, manage our credit limits, and live within our means. Now, for a large section of the population, that's what they're doing. They've got some income restrictions based on what type of work they do or what type of skills they have. And just, to buy a loaf of bread or some clothes to go to work is stretching them. So
right.
There's some of that, yes, the consumer is responsible for, but another part of that maybe is attributed to the government or the global economy as a whole. We went through a very unusual 2 years, and I think if you look at what the government, not just of the United States, but of other countries did, we kind of provided some stimulus money, some money with no strings on to people to mm-hmm. kind of help them through that period of time. It worked, but unfortunately, at some point, somebody's got to pay the piper, so to speak. There's no free lunches. At some point, we've got to pay for it. So I think some of the pain that maybe we avoided during COVID, we may have just kind of pushed down the road a little bit. And now it's kind of coming back to.
Yeah, that's an interesting observation, John. I kind of blame technology in part because, boy, I'm really there's a lot of temptation out there. And I was at one of the big stores the other day, and I saw the new TVs, and I thought my TV was crisp and clear. I mean, my TV's got to be over 10 years old. I see the stuff out today, and I feel like as I'm walking by, I feel like I can actually walk into the scene. It's so sharp. It's almost like 3D. It's so tempting. I want to buy one of these, but I've kind of held off up to this point. But I don't know how long I can resist the temptation.
No, look, the temptation is a tough one to fight. And then for big box items, even cars to some extent, we make it pretty easy for someone to get a line of credit or get a credit card or a loan of some type. And maybe it's not always the best choice for that individual. But we sure do want to make sure they buy that car or buy that TV, and we're going to make it pretty easy for them. But.
Well, they do. It's like that's so, I mean, the technology, and I'm just using this as one example of temptation, but I've resisted it so far. And I think that's the other thing, just because you can buy something doesn't mean you should, if there are other things that you're thinking about. And the new TV is one of the things that I've been thinking about because, man, the picture is so sharp and clear. You just feel like you can just reach in there and touch them.
Couldn't agree with you more. I think another example is, this cell phone I'm holding in my hand. I would never walk into the store and plop down $1,000 or $1,200 to buy this phone. But if they tell you can pay me $30 over the next 3 years,
right,
it doesn't sound like such a bad idea, and you're
right,
willing to spend the money. But there's some interest imputed there and some value to the time frame that you're repaying it for. But we do seem to find a way to make it easy for people to obtain credit.
Sometimes when it comes to some of these temptations, I'm gonna define myself as a conscientious objector to the economy.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good one.
John, I want to report one of your officers at Metairie Bank, Alyssa Herbert, has done it again. She just called me and asked me if there's anything she could do for me, and I told her I was fine, but just want to report that she's just being a an officer who cares about the customers at Metairie Bank, and she called just to see if there's anything she could do, and I thought that was great.
Oh, well, that's awesome, and nothing makes my day more than to hear those comments, but certainly expected that from Melissa. That's just the type of employee she is, and we're blessed to have a bank full of employees just like Alyssa.
Well, I want you to I want you to put this on her report. This should be part of her permanent record.
Oh, well, I will send her an email this afternoon and make sure it's in her record.
All right, John LeBlanc, thanks for the conversation. John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank, and thanks for joining us on SOTA Monday Trends with Metairie Bank. Thanks, John.
All right, have a great week.
Okay, you too.